Philadelphia GOP poll watcher, election not fair at all, we were kept away from everything. By Amy Furr on November 7, 2020. Poll watchers were not allowed to get close enough to see the ballots on election day, a Republican poll watcher said Saturday at a press conference in Philadelphia. Listen, we just want a fair election, and we view this, we view that was not fair at all. It was not fair, you could allow us to look at the ballots, some ballots, but nothing. We were kept away from everything, resident Daryl Brooks told the crowd. Brooks said he attended the press conference to show support for President Trump, adding that was also the reason why he signed up to be a poll watcher. A lot of us were excited about the president winning a second term. And a lot of individuals, African Americans in Philadelphia were, especially men, were talking about their 401k plan, how they were excited because of their finances, he continued. So when I go to the poll, there was basically, they put us at 20 feet away, and they said, no cameras, no phones, we cannot take pictures. I was even harassed by some of the Democratic Party poll watchers. And that is also recorded. And then next thing you know, it was 6 feet away and they still would not allow us to see anything that was happening. We saw people working on the ballots but we didn't know any names, we didn't see anything. We don't know if people voted twice or three times. We didn't know if dead people were voting. But we were there and we were watching and it's such a shame. This is a democracy in Philadelphia. And then and not allow us to see anything and was it corrupt or not? But give us an opportunity, as poll watchers, to view all the documents, all the ballots, Brooks said. On election day, Philadelphia poll watchers were reportedly denied access and others allegedly saw illegal campaigning at several polling places, according to Breitbart News. At the press conference Saturday, Rudy Giuliani said President Trump will not concede when at least 600,000 ballots are in question. It's not my job to determine if the ballots are right or not, it's their job. With a mail-in ballot or an absentee ballot, the burden, under law, is on the party that's proposing it, which is why it has to be inspected, he concluded.